Welcome to the Yoga Healer Podcast, where it's all about your vibrant health evolution. We yoke, we meditate, scrape our tongues, and eat our weeds. And now, with your host who isn't afraid to drink thistle from her blender.
Hello, this is Kate Stillman with YogaHealer.com. And what we're going to be talking about today is creating your own signature wellness program. And what I decided to do is to talk to a few of my clients, some of my old students, and then one of my good friends who's considering creating her own signature wellness program. And I thought what we could do in this episode is just really dive into what it's like to consider building something that can lead your potential clients, your potential community through a really deep transformation, and how that affects you as the leader, as the potential leader, and really the leader of the program, how that changes you and your work and your life, and how that enables you to really affect change in other people. So I just want to welcome, we have Adina Rose of AdinaRoseAyurveda.com and Tanya Mark of TanyaMark.com. And you guys, as I was, one of the things that struck me is how different your websites are now than when we first met. It's really neat to see how much, when the idea becomes the reality, what the reality really, really looks like. And I also want to introduce, I'm here in Mexico with my friend Denise Ackert, who has been on the podcast before. We did a
Mindful Families
podcast that I love Denise's work with. Whenever she comes and visits me, my family gets healthier. So I'm really trying to get her to create her own signature wellness program for really, helping families connect and transform it and what I consider a more super conscious level. Tanya, why don't you answer, why did you want to build your own program, or what motivated you to be in the Yoga Healer Business Course and to engage in your career at the next level?
Yeah, well, I was a career switcher, from therapeutic massage, and then I became a personal trainer. And then I dove into holistic nutrition, and now I'm exploring eating psychology. And I found them all to be super critical pieces to helping my clients achieve their weight goals. That's why most people would come to me. But I was trying to figure out a way to share all these skills with my clients in some way. And I didn't have the idea in my head to create my own signature program until I discovered YBC. And it just made sense that I needed to build a program that just wasn't a few weeks long. Like, you teach us to do a 10-week program. And it really made sense to me because wellness is an exploration. And it takes time for that kind of process to unfold and for it to be more sustainable. And so that's what kind of excited me. I'd never even thought about creating a program that took all my unique skills into one program and then helped my clients get from their A to B quicker. So that's what really attracted me to dive into YBC, and particularly because it was an online program.
It's so interesting because it's like, right, in yoga, the Yoga Healer Business Course, which is now becoming Yoga Healer Business Course Signature Program, it's like people, like you guys came in and you're like, you just wanted to grow your career. And that's how I really presented that. And then once you're on the inside, I'm like, this is how you're going to do it. You're going to build your signature wellness program. And then you did. And then you're like, oh, wow, I can use all parts of the skills that I have that work really effectively for me and my clients. It's cool. It's really cool to hear what I'm hearing. What you're saying, Tanya, is that there was almost like a permission for you to take everything you learned and distill it, and then create something out of it that hadn't been created before. Is that your experience?
Yeah, pretty exciting. And I have to admit, I never really even thought of the idea until I discovered YBC. And it's made this huge shift in my career. and it's made it so much more fun to, you know, build something that, I mean, this is kind of what I had been struggling with in my whole life, in my career. It's like, oh, I loved massage therapy, but I'm like, nah, it's not quite what I want to do. And then I just kept shifting, and now I'm understanding that there was a purpose to all of it. And building the Empowered Women's Wellness Club, that's it. It's like, it's a reality now.
That's so great. And I can't wait to get back into what you've built with the Empowered Women's Wellness Club. Adina, I'd love to hear from you too. Like, how did you start out with this? I mean, I know now you have, it looks like you have the healing diet, and then you have the second part of that, which is the fertility focus, which looks great. Tell everyone a little bit about your journey with this, about building your own, you know, building your own program, whether that was your desire or whether that was just what we did in the course and therefore you did it.
Yeah, sure. Actually, I think it was my goal going in. I found YBC, I don't even remember how now, but I had already started. Probably, yes, probably. It seems so long ago now, 1 year, but so much has happened. I had already, maybe a month or two before, started creating an online program, like a cleanse, because I have done a lot of work to the internet in my past jobs, and I really love exploring that modality. I trust it. I connect with it. So I was ready to, you know, take my business more online, and I did have ideas, but I had no way of really making it something that people wanted or needed, and I had no way of taking those ideas and making it into something really organized and, you know, practical, and how that would work and how to get people in it, and you know, the reason that I wanted to do it is. Basically, I mean, I wanted to change the way I worked with clients, basically to allow my work to be more efficient, really. You know, not running around creating workshops here and there, yoga classes here and there, cooking classes here and there, massage here and there, you know, et cetera, because it's exhausting, and I knew that it wasn't sustainable long term. And I also realized I wanted to make a real living off of this work, you know, be a sort of professional, I guess, in this field. Someday, somehow. But the only way, you know, you change my mind completely because, you know, the only way that I could see doing that is kind of the one-off client here or there and just having more and more and more. But again, that's a lot of work. So really about efficiency, you know. And so, you know, I know we'll get more into this later on, but it was really helpful to just know, what Tanya was saying about taking all of her skills and putting it into one, you know, program. I don't quite believe I did that with the healing diet, but, you know, it reminded me of, you know, the first yoga class that I taught. I felt like I literally pulled from every yoga teacher I'd ever had. and then, you know, for the healing diet, I looked back and I created the course, like, what would I have wanted when I was on the beginning of my journey with Ayurveda. So I knew there had to be other people out there that were like me, you know, 8 years ago or whatever. So that's where it started. But
no, and that's huge. And I was reading too from one of my other clients, one of you guys's colleagues in the course, Carrie Helmer, Bespoke by Carrie Helmer, and she was saying the same thing, Adina, that like she got to own her story. She got to own her own transformation,
yeah,
and make
very
it
very helpful to have that guidance, yeah,
and make it just like more fun, more efficient, you know, with more depth and you know, that efficiency of like, can I help people through this crux faster and with less pain and more connection and maybe even more community, right, than I did. And to me, that really speaks of the power of, if you create a program and you really own your experience, you're really entering more of the evolutionary flow of your work.
Exactly. And it feels so authentic and it's so easy to teach because you've been there.
Yeah, because you get to be you. Like, totally you. Exactly. You're not, like, representing someone. Oh, no, I hear you in this, because my first signature wellness program is the Living Ayurveda course, and it's in its eighth year now, in its eighth cycle. And I have that experience a lot, too, of, like, oh, that's right, all I need to do is be me and deeply listen and own what I know and learn from my students, and it's magic. Right. So, with the healing diet, in terms of, like, how did that come to you? You were doing a cleanse course online, and then did you decide you wanted? I'm trying to remember the process with you. I think you wanted.
Yeah. Well, basically, I think you encouraged us to start with kind of writing our story. I think that's where it came from, to get to that place kind of authenticity,
mm-hmm.
because there were so many things that I could teach and so many things, like places that I could go. But the first thing I was interested in when I learned about Ayurveda was how to use food as medicine. And you were like, not sexy, you know? Medicine, okay. And I still have to admit I use that sometimes because I like it, but... And I think you've guided me towards using, you know, the words healing diet, because those are two words that I'm kind of uncomfortable with, but I've become so much more comfortable with, you know, through talking about them and, you know, looking at them at different angles. But so really, I got to, like I said, kind of create this course out of what I was interested in and looking for as I was, you know, diving deeper into yoga and wanted to take my yoga, you know, into food yoga, kind of. And so really just grew out of that.
Yeah. So what I'm curious to hear, Denise, now, because you're kind of on this, like, oh, it'd be so much easier just to teach someone else's templated system, or, like, wow, it'd be a lot of work to create my own. But what are you sensing at this point, and just what you're hearing?
Well, I really appreciate hearing both of your stories, and what I sense is that it just has allowed you all to take all the pieces of your knowledge, and that's what it would allow me to do, is take all the knowledge that I have and really pull it all together and bring it into a training for families that they can bring more and more mindfulness and well-being into the whole family.
Yeah, cool. So I'd love to hear now too, in terms of, like, how I teach. I teach very results-centered courses. Like, I want people to get results. That's what it's based on. They're starting here. You know how to get them from here to there in a fast, efficient, maybe even fun, hopefully fun way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? And so I'd love to hear you guys from, like, what results are your clients getting through this, you know, through working with you at this level where they're in a program, it's a higher price point, so they're invested. What's happening? Like, how is that changing what you're able to do with people? Tanya, you want to go first?
Yeah, sure. Most of my women came to my program mainly for weight loss. That is how they were brought in and what attracted to them. And typically the 35 up kind of challenge by the belly fat issue is their main concern. But they were also, their chief complaints were fatigue and overwhelming stress. So it was super cool to bring them in and really work with what they were eating and looking at their exercise routine and seeing what their daily routine was like, whether or not it was increasing the stress or decreasing stress. And so I had, you know, it was awesome because everybody did improve their body composition. So, I mean, I had one lady who came in with Hashimoto's, which is an autoimmune disease, and ridiculously crazy results. I mean, she's lost 36 pounds, which is unheard of. I mean, typically, when somebody's looking to lose weight, a half a pound or a pound a week is phenomenal. So to me, that spoke volumes because obviously she was having some major reactions to some foods. And once she cleaned up her diet and improved her exercise and worked on her stress management, it just fell off. So that was just one cool thing. But there's all these really cool byproducts that happen. Like one gal, you know, changed her job because she started seeing that she needed more purpose. Digestive complaints in a way. Bloating was almost every single woman that came into my program complained of bloating. It's like an epidemic. What else? Constipation, gas, hives were disappearing, anxiety. The ladies were sleeping better, healthier relationship with food. They were slowing down, more conscious eating. I don't know, just a host of things that were kind of unexpected that I think everybody was like, wow, I didn't realize how much I really needed to focus on my own self-care. And it wasn't just about the food. So that was kind of some cool aha moments, not only for them, but it was really great to see them on this process.
It's huge. Yeah. And my sense, too, is that really bolstered your faith in your own ability to lead and teach and step into your next level of leadership. Is that true?
Oh, my God. Such a huge reward. I mean, what can you say about that? That's just, I mean, that's why we do what we do, right? As healers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just, wow. Like, I'm just so in awe of, you know, I can only guide and I can coach, but they were doing the work. It was their commitment.
I know you shared too once on one of our group coaching calls about how someone said to you what they were really getting deeply from being in your group was feeling supported. Will you speak to that?
Yeah, I think that's one of the great components of these programs being group-oriented. The power of having other like-minded women sharing in, you know, I'm a mom, I'm dealing with anxiety, I'm trying to, you know, juggle all these different things. And so this gal had expressed to me that she's always taking care of everybody else. And one thing that she really felt from being a part of the group was that she actually felt cared for.
Okay.
Which was really cool. Like, I wasn't expecting to hear that.
I love it. And I love how from you really stepping in and learning how to build and co-create a program and deliver and sell, and like the whole process enables a totally different experience of your work in the world. Like, that's really what I'm hearing, and really hearing how it enabled you to step into and really continue. Cause I feel like it's all just starting, you know, and of course it's only been a year, right? So just that momentum where that'll go in the next few years is, to me, is just terribly exciting.
Yeah. I mean, I'm still trying to see, I'm so in that evolution stage as a coach, and I'm excited to see what, you know, maybe that next continuity program is going to include and how I can grow this. And that's what's so cool about YBC is that I'm constantly learning new ways to make my program better.
So cool.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. And there's, I mean, actually I was just going to add, I'm one of my to-dos in this next week is to film another video on evolutionary group dynamics, right? Like how this really, you know, as far as I've been able to figure out and as far as the science we have is like, and that is how I operate. And it's how I encourage everybody that's creating signature wellness programs
to operate, is that this is co-creative. We're figuring it out as we go along. The more we have that open mind to what you know, where the demand is, like what people want to learn next, what's gaining traction, it's like the more fun we all have, the more we all transform. And quite honestly, at the end of the day, you'll see the number in your bank account go up. You know, I mean, it's kind of how it works, because you're being of more service, right? And so the money we're making is just a reflection of the service we're providing. So I'd love to hear, Adina, from you on, in terms of, what are the results? Like, what are the results that people are getting from the healing diet with you?
Yeah, my favorite, I guess, testimonial, because it's short and sweet, was I have zero digestive issues. And that's sort of the, I guess, the focus, the goal, the end result of this course. Though, like Tanya was saying, I mean, there's so much, and when it comes to Ayurveda, it's not, I mean, I say a lot, it's not about the what. This course is most about the how and the when, a lot about self-care, but all digestive issues. And then she also wrote her sleep improved, her relationship with her boyfriend improved. You know, people are feeling like they're getting answers that they're looking for about Ayurveda, that they're not getting from books or working with a practitioner. Like, it's a different way to study.
So next, I want you to hear from Gracie Obahovich of selfcarewithgracie.com about how she's taken that next step into the continuity program, into the mastermind program with her students who went through her core program, her core 10-week program. And we were just talking within the business model that we use in Yoga Health Coaching and in the Yoga Healer Business Course, you teach a core curriculum, and then when people graduate from that, you can bring them through a mastermind group or a continuity program. And you were just telling me, Gracie, that what's happening within your continuity program is opening you up to having an idea of, like, wow, I can work with people in a whole other way, on a whole other level, and they can experience something else that wasn't possible before. So I'd love for you to talk about that.
Yeah. Well, my goal was to have 10 people in it, and after going through the 10-week program, it's two different 10-week programs going into it, I have 14 people who signed up for it.
Wow.
Yeah, and what most of them have said, that they felt like the 10-week was just the very beginning. It just established, you know, the way that they needed to be living their lives, and it established a safe space in a community. And then they realized that at that point that the work was really beginning for themselves, and that's why they wanted to keep going, because they were just starting to glimpse this power inside of themselves that they had hidden from for a really long time. And then to do it within people, a group of people they felt safe with. So it's a 6-month-long program. Every month we focus on one theme. We're focusing on food this month. We go into the doshas more next month. We spend a whole month just cleaning out our closets and our kitchens and our finances and our calendars. And my business is called Beautiful Life Self-Care. So what I'm really feeling is that this is about creating a beautiful life for yourself. And we're reading a book on really looking at the way that we limit ourselves. We're reading a book on being more zero waste in our daily lifestyle. It's really eclectic. It's basically all the things that I'm really interested in. And the great thing is that when I bring these things to the table, people are like, yeah, we want to learn about this. We want to be simpler. We want to spend less money. We want to enjoy life more. So it's so cool. And what I feel is that everybody's so hungry for a community of people like this, where they can really be held for their highest selves and their vision of who they can become. And because when we can really find people who see that in us, it's so much easier to get there.
Yeah. So are you finding that the structure itself of having a longer time frame and people investing more money than you've really transacted at before, right?
Yeah.
That's enabling another level of your work and your creativity or co-creativity?
Oh, my gosh. I'm doing a one-on-one hour session to come in for every person who's in the program, and the things that are happening in these hour-long sessions, they're magical. You know, the identity shifts that are happening just in 1 hour of us talking to each other, and then I get this vision for who they want to be, mm-hmm. and it's like I just hold the space for that vision, and I feel that. But all I'm doing is holding the space, seeing who they want to become, and then just letting the process work it out. And the process is their commitment financially to themselves. It's the commitment to the group. it's the group energy, and I'm just like creating the safe space around it, and like, you know, being the cheerleader and holding a vision in a way that I never thought I could before. It's really powerful. Mm-hmm. It's amazing, actually.
Yeah, it is. It's really amazing. And what's interesting, I think, on my end here at, you know, this sort of the brain behind yoga health coaching and the Yoga Healer Business Course, with bringing people into a different way of using their training and their gifts and their big hearts and in the world, is it's like, I get it, right? But so many people don't know what is possible for them as a healer, as a wellness expert or wellness expert to be, or as a professional yoga teacher. They don't realize that they don't understand the business model and set up a structure to do their deepest work in the world. And I say that, right? Like, but you're living it now.
Oh yeah. This is a whole different life, like, that I'm living right now. I have to say that I had no idea what I was capable of before starting this program, in terms of what I was capable of earning, how I was capable of feeling about myself, how I was capable of really helping people. And I see it, like, this is not momentary change. This is sustainable change. Like, this is changing lives. And I've been doing this program, you know, working this less than a year. So I can only imagine, like, a few years out, like, what's going to happen. I mean, I felt like I didn't know I was so ready for this, but I was really ready for something like this. This feels like pure dharma to me, just like what I was put here to do and the skill set and meeting you. And it's the whole thing is, it's been very humbling, actually. I feel like what I keep being reminded of is that I just need to get out of the way. And if there's anything that will hurt this work, it will be my pride and my ego of just trying to keep in control. Mm-hmm. It's been a lot about letting go of perfectionism and just like keeping going. But it's a lot about love. It's just like really, you know, putting love out there. And then the people that need it and feel it, like just that connection of love and trust is so transformational.
Yeah.
So it's not what I thought it would be. It's so much more than that. And then I'm like overjoyed and grateful.
And what I'm hearing too, and what you're saying, is that you're really allowing your depth of training coupled with an awakened intuition lead the way with your group and attuned to what they're asking for, and helping them get the results that they want, that you're tuned to all that. And so the process of really creating the next level of your work is just, it's happening naturally, easefully, and in abundance.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. It just feels like there is just this prana to it, where like I'm using a set of books and I didn't have to think about what those books would be. I just sort of knew what the books would be for it. It's weird. I've never felt this intuitive in my life before, of being able to like hear something really deep and behind what somebody else is saying, and then bring it up to them and have it just strike such a chord. And it just shows me that once we create the structure, which it does involve the money, it involves the money and the being there. And then once that's there, then it provides the space for this really magical thing to happen within it. So it's like the material can really hold the space for the spiritual, is what I feel in this process.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And that's, and to, you know, one of the things that I find so much is with the healers and wellness experts and experts to be that I talk to a lot of the yoga teachers that haven't figured that out yet, that haven't put the time and the training and the investment into building the structure for this sort of level of work in the world, is they don't get to experience that level of creativity and fluidity and intuition while getting results for their people, because they haven't done that work. And it doesn't enable so much more to exchange. Like commerce in the marketplace, results for the people they can help the most. They're not able to do that because that structure, they haven't learned how to do it. They don't have that piece of the puzzle. And it's a big piece.
It's a big piece. Yeah. And it's a lot to hold. I'll say that it's taken me all of my practices and all of my time and all the work I've done on myself over the years to be able to hold the value. And still, when I get one of those big checks in the mail, I like have to put it aside for a second. Like, it's hard for me just to open it up, you know, because it really means like stepping into that new identity more and really knowing I'm worth it. And so it becomes such a personal process for me too. Like, really, like, okay, I'm worth this. But when I accept it, then I all of a sudden I feel like I'm worth it, and it's just my sense of self has really, really changed.
I love that. My sense of it is too is I don't even go to the I'm worth it. I go to like this has so nothing to do with me. There's just value being exchanged. Like, someone's receiving, like, this money going to me doesn't even feel like it goes to me. It's just there's a value provided to them that's worth that amount of money. So, right? And it's like, wow, that's neat. That's neat to be able to provide so much value to people. Well, thanks so much. This has been great to plug into where you're at in this process of the evolution. I feel like with a lot of the videos we've done in the last year, we get to track where you're going and how this process is changing the lives of the people that are involved with your work. It's really beautiful to watch.
Oh, thank you. Well, thank you, Kate, for being the brain behind this and creating the space for it. And totally. Let's see where it goes next.
Now we're going to check back in with Denise, who's wanting to build something maybe about what's happening with she listens to this conversation.
When you sense into that, like that you have permission to do whatever you want with the knowledge that you've been given, and that we're in this day and age where the technology is just, it's right there, it's inexpensive. And when you sense into the impact that your work could make in those families' lives, like if you really got behind your own teaching, your own signature program, how does that make you feel?
Excited. It's very exciting, because I already see the results in the courses that I'm teaching, the live courses that I'm teaching, just the amazing impacts that it's having in people's lives individually. It's exciting. It makes the world a better place. And I just feel right now so limited in terms of what I can, how many people I can impact the way that I'm structuring my work life right now.
Okay. In terms of like being local versus online or being...
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah. Okay, great. So Tanya, I'd love to hear in terms of like the biggest lessons you learned from building, delivering, and selling your program. I mean, there's a lot in there, right? There's the building process. There's the kind of testing it out with your community. And then there's, you know, just selling, like selling at a higher price point than you may have, you know, exchanged value in the marketplace at before. When you just talk about some of those lessons, some of your aha moments.
Yeah, sure. I think at the beginning, one of the most important things that I learned was that I needed to truly identify my target market and then really identify what my ladies were wanting and needing. And that's how I started to build my program. And then I took my unique skills and the strategies that I wanted to teach, and I had to decide what core competencies that these ladies needed to learn to get from their A to B, like where they're at right now, and then B, most of them wanted some sort of body transformation.
Well, I just want to reflect back to just on what you've already said about, you know, just like really, really discovering what people are actually wanting and needing, because so many people skip this step and they just build something according to what they think people want and need. And the language is all wrong. And it's not coming from this, deep listening and co-creative, really experience with real people. And when we actually stop and do that, we discover and learn so much, and it's so much more efficient, and it's so much faster, and it's so much easier than to like deliver what is wanted and needed in the marketplace, right?
Yeah, and you know, and the other thing is that even though I've built this program, like you had said, I'm still evolving, and one of the great things that I learned was to constantly get feedback, or maybe I shouldn't say constantly, but you know, like the mid-program check-in, get some feedback. The end of program, have people do surveys and really find out what they learned and was it what they were expecting, and really have conversations with my clients to see, if they were getting what they were looking to get.
I love it. That's fantastic. And do you find it takes out so much of your own insecurities and guesswork? And
it's just helping me be more efficient and helping my ladies get from their A to B so much quicker, instead of, like you said, just kind of me projecting what I think they need by asking them. I knew what they wanted.
Yeah. This is so big, because I go over this a lot with my daughter, and like there's at her school, they don't like the kids looking at each other's papers. And I'm like, but you know, once we realize that the future's all about group learning, you know, we're going to want to check out each other's papers and each other's notes and, you know, like see what's really going on here, because otherwise we're stuck in our own little world and we're really isolated, and we might, you know, build something that nobody really wants. And then we feel like a failure, you know, because we were trying not to cheat or something ridiculous like that, you know? So I'd love to hear too, because you have your signature program, your Empowered Women Small Wellness Club, but also in your work in the Yoga Healer Business Course, you also started to package and sell more to your high-end, you have high-end market clients, high price point. You developed some higher price point packages. Will you just talk a little bit about your journey with sales and through the training and, you know, just what happened for you?
I needed a lot of work on this piece. And I can kind of look at it in two ways. One was when I first started the YBC program, I was mostly doing individuals, one-to-ones. And I was working with one in particular high-end client. And after working with YBC, one of the critical pieces I learned was to stop doing, you know, one-and-done appointments and to build programs. And so that was a huge aha. I was like, whoa, really? Like, instead of just, you know, pay me weekly, I could actually have an income that I could count on. So after working with you, Kate, I started putting down on paper some programs that I never even thought to offer. And it was really what my clients wanted. They wanted these long-term programs, but I wasn't even offering them. And when I, you know, brought this to one client in particular, I rolled out an annual program, an annual VIP body nourishment coaching program for $25,000. And I was like, are you kidding me? Am I really going to offer this? And you're like, you know, shit, yeah, you're going to. And anyway, I offered it, and she took it. And I never even a million years thought to even offer it, and it was something she wanted, which is really kind of a huge aha. It's, you know, I was being too small. I was thinking too small. And there was so much more out there for me to take advantage of these long-term programs where I could really have a sustainable income, and having some one-on-one clients, but working with them via programs is huge. And so I have that piece, and then I have my signature program, the Empowered Women's Wellness Club. And the selling process and that is super cool too. Just, you know, the whole process of asking the right questions about, you know, what are your, you know, those pain points, and bringing those out and making people realize, what kind of challenges they've been dealing with and for how long and what it's costing them. And so those were really huge pieces for me to learn in the sales piece. And just listening to the answer to those questions, I mean, really, like truly listening and just being there, in a way one of the other things I learned too is not only listening, but then giving them instant coaching right there and not holding that piece back, because that gives my clients an experience of what they're going to get by working with me already in a free consultation session.
I love it. I'm so proud. Oh my gosh. Really, it's like, it's crazy that it's just a year, you know? It's really just been a year, and to see how much you've learned. One of the key things that I heard in what you were saying, besides that last piece, which is huge, and I'll come back to that, but just that permission, like the permission to just really create programs at price points. Like we often feel like, and it's totally unconscious or subconscious or shadow issues or whatnot, but it's like there's this hidden belief that someone's going to come up to you and say, I give you permission to create your own signature wellness program with your own community and invent whatever you want. Or I give you permission to create a wellness package that costs $20,000 annually. And like, guess what, peeps? Like there's no fairy godmother out there that's going to like give you permission. Like you got to take that for yourself, and you got to get the support that you need and the training that you need to build the sucker and to deliver the sucker and to sell it. And when you do and someone buys it, you're like, wow, I gave myself permission to step up. Right? And then all of a sudden it's like, oh my gosh. And because I did that, my life changes. And wow, so does the lives of the people that are actually trying to engage with me in that way. That they aren't able to engage with me if I don't dig deep and create the offering and create the opportunity for a, you know, a dating phase, a check it out phase. Like, do we want to hook up or not? You know, that checking out phase. And I love the way you describe that checking out phase of like, hey, I really want to know who you are. I don't want you to hold back on anything. I really want to know where you want to go. And if I can help you, I'm going to start helping you right now, because that's what this is about. And then if we decide to engage in exchange, then these are the terms in which I want to engage with you, you know? And it's so simple, and yet we don't know it, you know? And we have to, and there's so many issues with learning it, it seems like, that we, you know, and getting coached through it. So I'm so psyched to hear. How did being part of the signature program, the Yoga Healer Business Course, how did that affect you? Like knowing you too were in a signature program, you were in my signature program on building your own signature program, right? Through the Yoga Healer Business Course. So how did it affect you to be in, you know, as part of a group instead of trying to do this on your own?
I have to say I started out more in the listening phase, just as I was getting a little bit more confident to ask questions and really get involved with the community. But even just listening had a huge impact on me, because I was with a group of like-minded people who really were invested in health evolution. And even though I don't have a background in Ayurveda, I was coming with my own skills. It was really cool to see how much we had in common. And sharing the group experience, let's see, I have been involved in this over a year, and I have not only been involved with the calls, but I was at the Idaho retreat and then most recently in Mexico. It's so powerful. I don't even know how to describe it, because it's just like hitting this really deep spot in my heart, because connecting with people who have this similar goal in mind to really truly help people means a lot to me. And over the past year, just connecting with people across the country has been so powerful. And the opportunities that I have to connect with them so that we can grow each other's programs is really cool.
I love it. Yeah, and it's so neat how the mesh network within the course is really starting to develop. It's something that I envisioned like 6 years ago, so it was a long time, but it's neat to see how
how much traction there is in that networking and the cross, just really knowing how each other serves and being able to say like, oh, you're adopting a kid. You need to talk to Carla, right? Like she knows all about the, you know, self-care for adoptive families, you know, and just what we know about each other in that. Yeah, that's huge. Anything to add, Adina, in terms of just being in a group momentum through the process of building your course and also taking your other, you know, systems around your business to the next level, your website, et cetera?
Yeah, just a lot of what Tanya said, you know, being in a group kind of increases the momentum behind you and your growth and process as well. And it also, you know, helped me trust the process so much more as well that I was creating for other people that I'd been a part of it and, you know, experienced those. And I love what you guys are just talking about with that, you know, getting involved in the online community more, whether being a part of a group or creating a group. I mean, it's all kind of the same, and you know, in a lot of our experiences, at least in health coaching and healthcare, it really seems like connecting with other women in this whole new way of being a professional, a career woman, but kind of on your own terms, and then we're all out there supporting each other. We trust these programs, we trust this process.
Well, good. Well, I'm so glad. I mean, and the other thing to me, it speaks to of like, because when I created my first signature program, I did it by myself in my little office in Idaho, and I was pregnant with Indy. It was 8 years ago, and I didn't know what I was doing. And I didn't really have people to ask. Like, there weren't other people that had done what, you know, what I was trying to do or used these different technologies. There was a lot of different things going on at the time, but this was like the Stone Ages, right, of online transformational programs. And it's like, my gosh, when I look back on it, it's like, oh, you know, just the amount of, just the inefficiency of trying to do something on our own, right? And it's less fun and it's slower and you learn everything the hard way because you're not, you know, there's just no one to ask. So it is neat to, you know, it's one of the things that I see so much in so many people that I talk to that are, you know, considering getting help in their career and joining, you know, whether it's my program or someone else's program that can really help them and put them with like-minded people so they can gain momentum, they can gain traction, they can be in a network, they can be deeply understood and deeply supported, and that they can get the information and the quick answers that they're going to need. It's like, please do the world a favor so that you can actually do your deeper work in the world instead of trying to figure out how to do this little stupid technology thing that you're trying to do. So, so I'd love to just wrap up with like just any other broad strokes in terms of how, when you really take like a 30,000 foot view of yourself and your career and where you're at now, you know, a year later, what changed in your career?
Yeah, sure. I think first and foremost, the reality of being able to have a future that I envision with my husband, we really wanted to create careers where we can become location independent. So it's just becoming more of reality now. So that's super cool. And then the second piece that I thought was really cool is that as far as changing kind of my career is that I never really considered myself as a coach. Like, I don't know. I kind of shied away from that word. It just sounded too like, I don't know, like athletic-y. Yeah, that's not even a word. But like I was always looking for these other terms to describe what I did, and part of being part of YBC has made me really understand and kind of own the word coach, which is really pretty cool because I don't know. I think I was really trying to be everybody's friend. Like I wanted everybody to like me, you know, when I'm teaching. And then it was just such a big aha moment, especially at the Mexico retreat, to learn that that's not my job. My job is to, as the, I forget the guy's name, who's the author of The Prosperous Coach, where he says, you know, dare to tell them what nobody else would dare to say and show your clients what they cannot see. And I kind of took that and was like, cool, I can do that and still be me. So the word coach started to feel a little bit more comfortable, and I could really start owning that. So I would say that was a pretty big shift in how I saw my career now as a coach.
So I'd love to hear, just in closing, Denise, like anything that you sense now could shift in your career if you were to build your own signature program and really cultivate a community around your, you know, basically your most authentic original work.
Some of the things that really come to mind first and foremost is learning from those who have tread the path ahead of me around both technology and systems to get all of those pieces moving forward. Because I think where I've run into challenges is just the how to structure things ahead of time, you know, the steps to take, that how to get to A to B. And I sense that this could really help me do that. And also, I love sometimes accountability sounds heavy-handed.
We're cool with accountability.
But we're down with it. Yeah. I love being accountable to people that I really respect and that have, again, who've, you know, tread some of that path ahead of me.
Hmm. So in terms of like the most like big, if you like zoom out in terms of like the most big vision of if you were to really do this and really cultivate your own sort of your own body of work in your own voice and then put it on steroids online, right, and grow a tribe around it. Because you've so much training, you have so much wisdom and expertise. I respect you so much. And so that's what I see. So when you see what I see, how does that shift you?
First, it's incredibly exciting. And also, it gives me a sense of really having a bigger impact in the world, right? Like right now, I think that's the biggest piece is that being able to have a bigger impact, whether it's working with teachers or working with families, but really helping work in a way that helps people be more empowered in their lives. Mm. And so the bottom line, the 30,000 foot view is, a bigger impact.
Yeah.
Making the world a better place.
It's huge. I know that, you know, just the effect you've had on my family, and I'm so grateful. And just to think of what that would really, you know, what that could be like for so many. Is it interesting to think of where you could be in a year after hearing
absolutely
Tanya and Adina?
And Tanya and Adina, I want to really thank you. It's wonderful to hear your story. It's wonderful stories. It's wonderful to hear where you were a year ago and where you are now. And it's inspiring.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally, you guys. Really. It's awesome. Right? It's awesome. And then just see where it keeps going. Like, I can't wait, you know, a year from now, check in and see, you know, what happens next. And I think too, there is something, I know Tanya, with just coming to the retreats, and those are, you know, I have retreats for people in my community, in my courses, because it just makes all the difference, right? It's like, it just puts the, you know, your foot on the gas, to really turn things up. And it's so neat to see what can happen in a short period of time and in good company and with a really strong agenda and curriculum around it. So thanks, you guys, so much. And I just wish you all the best, and the best to your programs, the people in your programs, and the people whose life you can touch through really getting yourself out there.
So if you're interested in building your own signature wellness program, go to yogahealer.com
/money. And there is a free 1-hour workshop for you that really helps explain exactly what's going on, exactly what you can do, and really outlines it so you can start to get a vision for yourself. So that's yogahealer.com/money.
Thanks for listening to the Yoga Healer Podcast at www.yogahealer.com.